FNC's Brett Beyer, Hutchinson's stunning testimony moved the ball. By Pam Key on June 28, 2022. Fox News Channel anchor Brett Beyer said Tuesday on his network's coverage of today's hearing by the House Select Committee investigating January 6, 2021 that the testimony was stunning and moved the ball. Discussing the testimony from Mark Meadows' former aide Cassidy Hutchinson about Donald Trump, Beyer said, inside the limo saying he wanted to go up to Capitol Hill. They said you have to go to the White House. According to her testimony, he said, I'm the effing president. Take me there, and goes to grab at him. This testimony is, first of all, stunning because we haven't heard this. Two, it is compelling because of her proximity to power, all of these people directly having conversations with her. He contained, it's methodical. We always point out the caveat. There is not a minority here that's pushing back or questioning the other way. But it leads up to January 6, the concern that it might get real. Real bad in the days before, the concern that the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers would be there, the concern there would be weapons on the mall. The radio transmission that they saw weapons, R-15s and others. He continued, the testimony the president was really concerned about the crowd. That they were not allowed in through the magnetometers. He wanted the crowd to be bigger, more robust. She quotes him as saying, and she was there in the back room behind the stage. I don't effing care that they have weapons, they are not here to hurt me. Take the effing mags away, let me, people, in. They can march to the Capitol from here, let the people in, take the effing mags away. Listen, all of this is firsthand, so it's from her listening to it. That's why it's so compelling, and that's perhaps why we have this hearing that popped out of nowhere. He added, she had another, obviously. Another session behind the scenes with the committee, they are playing the sound bites from and realize the power of this testimony. Perhaps politically, in the wake of Roe v. Wade and everything else, to keep January 6th on the front burner. Bottom line, the testimony is stunning, and we are going to likely hear from the former president and his reaction to all of this, in one way or another. But you also have other officials, Pat Cipollone, former White House counsel. You have others who are weighing in here, behind the scenes through her testimony. Listen, I think it does move the ball in this hearing. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at PamKeenan.